As an Amazon associate, we earn from qualifying purchases. This podcast is supported by its listeners. If you choose to purchase something using links on our website, we may earn a commission. No books were warped, dog-eared, underlined with purple pen, eaten, cursed, cancelled, burned, or otherwise harmed in the making of this podcast. I'm Tom Tolkien, and this is the School Reading List, a podcast that recommends books you'll want your children to read and books you'll wish you'd read as a child. To kick off episode 11 of the School Reading List podcast, let's rip open some book post. And first up, this is our fiction book of the month for June, The Wall Between Us by Dan Smith. This absorbing and convincing Cold War thriller sees Anja and Monica experience firsthand the division and fear caused by the Berlin Wall. Will they ever see each other again? Ideal for years 5 and 6 classes, The Wall Between Us is perfect for character hot seating, philosophy for education discussion, and using for creative writing ideas. And from Templar Books, this one's our June non-fiction book of the month, Rivers, an incredible journey from source to sea by Simon Chapman, illustrated by Kwa Lan. With 6 spectacular fold-out sections depicting the Nile, Rhine, Amazon, Mississippi, Ganges, and Murray rivers, this highly illustrated large format hardback is packed with accessible information about the environment, topography, impact of humans, and unique features of each watercourse. Highly recommended for Key Stage 2. And our June picture book of the month from Alan and Unwin is I Just Ate My Friend by Heidi McKinnon. A wide-eyed yellow creature searches for the perfect friend in this boldly illustrated picture book. Uniquely attention-grabbing, the story twists are fused with a powerful message of friendship and thinking before you act. With shock, awe, laugh-out-loud surprises, and a meaningful message, I Just Ate My Friend won't be forgotten in a hurry by younger children. And this one's from Scallywag Press, The Bear Who Had Nothing to Wear by Jeanne Willis and Brian Fitzgerald. This laugh-out-loud rhyming story blends funny, powerful, and highly engaging themes of empowerment and sharing with hilariously bold illustrations. At school, it's a great choice to share with EYFS classes, and at home, it may well be your next smash hit bedtime read. And from B Small, Sharks, Sharks, Sharks by Susan Martineau. Find out whether a shark really wants to eat you or not in this awe-inspiring non-fiction book that's packed with detail. And it's not just a fabulous fact book about sharks, but a deeper dive into how they live, work together, and protect their young. Beautifully illustrated, this large format hardback is perfect for Key Stage 1 and Lower Key Stage 2 libraries. And this is a beautiful picture book from Alan and Unwin. The Selfish Giants by Oscar Wilde, illustrated by Ritver Vutila. After 7 years staying with a Cornish ogre, a giant returns filled with selfishness. And in this large format picture book, Oscar Wilde's fable of forgiveness is retold through crisp prose adorned with evocative and fascinating illustrations. A spectacular book to pore over, pass down and cherish. Highly recommended. Max Magic, The Greatest Show on Earth by Stephen Mulhern and Tom Easton, and this one's from Piccadilly Press, out this month. Max returns, and this time he has to wow a panel of superstar talent show judges, including Willow Hollaby. Can Max keep his cool with the press sniffing around and Mr. Mysterio up to trickery? Bursting with energy and fun, Max Magic is an ideal summer term easy read for Lower Key Stage 2 children. Ooh. And And this one's from Faber Children's, Indiana Bones and the Invisible City by Harry Heap, illustrated by Rebecca Bagley. Join Indiana and Aisha in this deep-sea page-turner that sees our heroes pitted against a slithery serpent with dastardly plans. Accessible, gripping and fun, Indiana Bones and the Invisible City is a cracking, fast-paced adventure for readers in Key Stage 2. Last Girl In, Kerry Ann Fights to Stay in the Game by Cheryl Diane Parkinson. And this one's available from Dinosaur Books. Kerry Ann has loved cricket ever since her Jamaican grandpa showed her how to hold a bat. But bullies at the local club want to exclude her and her friends. With an empowering and satisfying ending, this accessible and pacey short chapter book is perfect for summer term book clubs in Key Stage 2, class reading outside in the sunshine, and Windrush themed topic teaching. Call of the Titanic by Lindsay Galvin, and this one's out this month from Chicken House Books. Titanic cabin boy Sid, adventure-seeking Carpathia stowaway Clara, and an unforgettable dog Rigel are thrown together through unimaginable events. Call of the Titanic is a thrilling historical drama with warmth, friendship, and a sprinkling of the unknown. Highly recommended for Upper Key Stage 2, and there's a full review on our website. And from Faber, and this one features in our food and cookery list, Choose Your Own Tasty Adventure by Sai Pathmanathan. This clever cookbook combines practical instructions with bright and inspiring illustrations. Each recipe needs only 6 ingredients, and the culinary tips encourage Key Stage 2 aged children to be creative and experiment. There's a diverse range of dishes for children to try, some with adult supervision such as churros and stuffed paratha's, and others independently such as basil pesto and sauerkraut. The interactive challenges add a zesty twist to the engaging and lively format. And from Templar Books, this one also features on our food and cookery list. Imagine If Veggies, a push-pull-slide tab book by Ayako Watanabe. Pumpkins with silly faces, asparagus express trains and cucumber hammocks come alive with chunky push-and-pull tabs. Bold and imaginative, after reading this book, children will see vegetables in a whole new light, hopefully sparking a new interest in eating unknown or previously unliked foods. Highly recommended for preschoolers. Also in the series is Imagine If Fruits, a push-pull-slide tab book. Thank you to all the publishers and publicists for sending us books to review here on this podcast and on our website, schoolreadinglist.co.uk. Here's our rundown of great new children's books hitting the shelves this June. Over the Rainbow by Rachel Davis. Luna and the Treasure of Tulloch by Joe Todd Stanton. Loki, A Bad God's Guide to Ruling the World by Louis Stahl. Nightjar by Katja Balin. Star Cat, A Turnip in Time by James Turner. Until the Road Ends by Phil Earle. Bad Influence by Tamsin Winter. The Wall Between Us by Dan Smith. Just Like Everyone Else by Sarah Hager-Holt. Art Makes People Powerful by Bob and Roberta Smith. Rosie Raja, Mission to Cairo by Sophia Ahmed. Grounded by Aisha Saeed. How to Survive the Future by Larry Hayes, Bridget Vanderpuff and the Baked Escape by Martin Stewart, Julia Donaldson's Book of Names by Julia Donaldson, Bite Risk by S.J. Wills, Stone Age Beasts by Ben Lerwill, Kofi and the Rap Battle Summer by Jeffrey Bocquier, Call of the Titanic by Lindsay Galvin, Everybody's Equal by Patricia Hegarty, You're Not Supposed to Die Tonight by Callan Bayron, Bag by Zena Knox, The Day the Hiccups Took Over by Joe Simmons, Pizza Pete and the Perilous Potions by Carrie Sellen, Treasure Hunters The Greatest Treasure Hunt by James Patterson, My Family and Other Romans by Marie Basting, Timelines of Nature by Dorling Kindersley, Indiana Jones and the Invisible City by Harry Heap, Dream Book by Beer Mellow, Gender Identity for Kids by Andy Pashier, and our picture book of the month is I Just Ate My Friend by Heidi McKinnon. Our non-fiction book of the month is Rivers by Simon Chapman, and our fiction book of the month is The Wall Between Us by Dan Smith. Bookity book, let's get reading. If you're a teacher, librarian, or avid bookworm who loves children's or YA books, and you'd like to review brand new titles for the school reading list, get in touch by email. We'd love to hear from you. The address is reviews@schoolreadinglist.co.uk. In this segment, we explore how to bridge the gap between picture books and first short chapter books for children aged 6 to 8. Year 2, and there's a link to the recommended books for year 2 in our programme notes, is often a pivotal time in a child's development, where many will make that transition from picture books, rhyming texts and illustrated books with short bursts of text, to short chapter books such as Isadora Moon or Big Sky Mountain, and character-driven book series such as Bad Panda or Claude. Along the way, students might encounter their first graphic novels, such as Dogman or the Treehouse series. So, what is key to managing that transition from easier comfort reading to more challenging first chapter books? When it comes to children's reading, the power of book choice cannot be underestimated. Allowing children to select their own reading material cultivates a sense of ownership and fosters a genuine love for reading. Guthrie et al. Highlighted that choice in reading materials positively influences children's motivation, engagement, and reading achievement. Let's empower young readers by offering them that choice. Free reading, or self-selected reading, is a crucial component in nurturing children's reading proficiency and enjoyment. By dedicating time to their independent reading, children can explore their interests, expand their vocabulary, and develop reading skills at their own pace. The Moll Study, published in Reading Research Quarterly, found a strong positive correlation between free reading time and reading comprehension skills. Ensure your class embraces the freedom of reading. While book licenses or prescribed book schemes may seem convenient, they can unintentionally limit children's reading experiences and hinder their motivation. Senechal et al. In the Journal of Literary Research highlighted that prescribed reading schemes can restrict children's choices, leading to decreased motivation and engagement. Break free from these limitations and embrace the diverse world of children's literature and choice. To successfully motivate children to read requires fostering that intrinsic motivation. One effective strategy is connecting books to personal interests and passions. Cullinan and Harwood in the Journal of Early Childhood Literacy suggested that aligning reading materials with children's interest increases their motivation, their engagement, and their overall reading achievement. So ignite your students' passion for reading by tapping into their unique interests. Picture books hold a special place in every child's literary journey. If children express a fondness for picture books, it's crucial to honour that preference and allow them to continue to enjoy these captivating works. The American Library Association emphasises that picture books provide valuable language experiences, they spark imagination, and they support literacy development. Be sure to celebrate the magic of picture books and the joy they bring to your readers with displays, classroom libraries, and regular book tastings. How can children transition from picture books to short chapter books seamlessly? One approach is to introduce picture books with more text, gradually increasing the amount of written content. This allows children to become comfortable with longer narratives while still enjoying the captivating illustrations. The SIPE study, published in the Journal of Literary Research, supported the effectiveness of this approach in facilitating that transition. Teachers and librarians need to guide children through this transition with care and carefully selected books. Introducing children to book series can serve as a very effective bridge between picture books and short chapter books. Series such as Big Sky Mountain or Isadora Moon offer familiar characters and engaging storylines, and they make that transition smoother. Hickey et al. In the Journal of Research in Reading suggests that book series provide continuity, familiarity, as well as a sense of accomplishment as children progress through the books. Book series are a great way to ensure that reading becomes an addiction. Educators and librarians play a pivotal role in inspiring young readers. By becoming reading role models, they can ignite children's enthusiasm for books. McLeod emphasised the importance of adults reading alongside children and sharing their reading experiences, fostering positive attitudes and reading motivation. So lead by example and inspire that love of reading in the hearts of your young learners. Peer recommendations can be a powerful motivator for children. Encouraging discussions and book sharing among peers can expand reading horizons and create a vibrant reading community. Hall and Coates in the Journal of Literacy Research highlighted that peer recommendations foster social interaction as well as a sense of belonging and can positively impact reading engagement. Encourage children to share their favourite reads and inspire one another. Encouraging children to explore diverse genres opens up a world of possibilities and expands their literary palette. Whether it's fantasy, mystery, historical fiction or non-fiction, each genre offers unique experiences and captivates young minds. Tunbridge and Wilson in the Journal of Literacy Research emphasise that exposure to multiple genres enhanced reading comprehension, vocabulary developments and critical thinking skills. Genre-hopping adventures will help you to nurture well-rounded readers. As children transition to short chapter books, building reading stamina becomes essential. Gradually increasing reading sessions and providing opportunities for sustained reading can enhance children's ability to engage with longer texts. Rosinski highlighted that increased reading time positively correlates with improved reading fluency and comprehension. Supporting children in building their reading endurance opens up an increased range of reading possibilities. Lastly, creating a reading environment that fosters a love for books is key to supporting children's reading journeys. Providing cozy reading corners, access to a diverse range of books, and opportunities for meaningful discussions about stories can cultivate a positive reading culture. The American Association of School Librarians emphasizes the significance of nurturing a reading-friendly environment to enhance children's reading motivation and engagement. So surround children with the magic of books, and they cannot help but feel compelled to read them. So I hope you found a few of the ideas here to bridge the gap between picture books and short chapter books for children aged 6 to 8 useful. Crucially, remember the power of book choice, the freedom of free reading, and the pitfalls of restrictive schemes. Motivate children by connecting books to their interests, embracing picture books and guiding them through creative strategies. Inspire that lifelong love for reading and see the benefits in every lesson, every discussion, and every piece of written work throughout your school. Here's a selection of exciting new book tasters sent to us by new and self-published children's authors this month.
Have you ever wanted to be something like a skateboarding superstar and everybody tells you, you can't do it, you're never going to make it? Well, that's what happened to Katie Cat. In my book called Katie on Broadway by Ella English, she's a cat who just wants to sing. She spends all her time singing in her backyard and she just gets nothing but hate for it. Here's an extract. "Where did that acorn come from?" I yelped, rubbing my head. Jerry the squirrel poked his head out of the hollowed-out trunk. "Stop that screeching," he cried, shooting acorns at me. "It's singing," I said. I dug my claws into the branch. I didn't want to fall. "You know what?" Jerry yelled. "You're a cat. Cats can't sing." So check out my book, Katie on Broadway by Ella English. You can get it on Amazon.
Hi, my name is Saxon North Cornell, and I'm the author of the WYSIWYGS children's picture book series. So who are the WYSIWYGS? They're a modern blended family of mixed heritage, full of love and happiness. Mummy and Daddy are kept on their toes by their son Wizzy and their daughter Munch. The children are always full of energy, and they love to laugh and play. Every day with the WYSIWYGS is as bright and colourful as their hair. Movie Night with the WYSIWYGS is the first book of the WYSIWYGS book series. It captures the charm of family life and the fun of movie nights at home. Mummy and Daddy prepare some snacks for movie night, whilst Wizzy makes a cosy space with a little help from Munch. But which movie will the WYSIWYGS watch? Movie Night with the WYSIWYGS is available now on Amazon in paperback or ebook. Don't forget to visit my website, WYSIWYGS.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Joseph J. Pamilia, and I'm an author who likes to write books for teens on up. And my last book that I've just written is The Fourth Dimension, which you can pick up at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com websites in softcover and ebook if you'd prefer. It highlights the slavery that occurred back in the 1800s. And with a nice little twist of mystery and paranormal, which I think you'll enjoy. Great talking with you, and see you later. Bye-bye.
If you'd like to get in touch and leave a recorded shout-out about your upcoming self-published children's book, have a look at our podcast webpage for more details. The big new list on our website this month is our 20 recommended adventure stories for children and teens. The link is in the programme notes. Let's dive deeper into some of these great books. Which Way to Anywhere by Cressida Cowell. When K2 begins to draw amazing places from his imagination, little does he know that these worlds are real. Soon his secret power becomes the key to mapping a mission to save his kidnapped baby sister. With fast-moving action, immersive and magical worlds, and plenty of peril, Which Way to Anywhere is bound to be a big hit with children in Key Stage 2, and it's ideal to read aloud in class. Highly recommended. Indiana Bones and the Invisible City by Harry Heap. Join Indiana and Aisha in this deep-sea page-turner that sees our heroes pitted against a slithery serpent with dastardly plans. Accessible, gripping, and fun, Indiana Bones and the Invisible City is a cracking, fast-paced adventure for readers in Key Stage 2. If you're teaching an undersea world topic in Lower Key Stage 2, this is the story to use. Tourmaline and the Island of Elsewhere by Ruth Lauren. When intrepid Tourmaline sets out to rescue her missing archaeologist mother, she comes across a fantasy kingdom complete with talking fauna and Captain Violet's pirate crew. Is it possible they're all looking for the same thing? This exciting middle grade story is unputdownable, thanks to strong and relatable female characters, a captivating plot, and an evocative fantasy world. The eye-catching cover with a gleaming silver finish will stand out in your library displays, and there's a full review on our website. One Chance Dance by Afua Traore. When Jomi travels to Lagos to find his mum, his only companion is a bush baby. Together, they meet a group of street kids and hatch a plan to get on TV. Will their One Chance Dance idea work, and will it help them find Jomi's mum? Readers will find out in this compelling and rewarding read. Vibrant, uplifting, and imaginative, One Chance Dance is perfect for Key Stage 2 children who enjoy immersive adventure stories with relatable characters. Ooh. AJ and the Mumbai Sun by Varsha Shah. AJ discovers a network of corruption by influential people when he creates a school newspaper with his classmates Saif, Finod, Jasmine and Jai. Can he avoid danger while exposing the crimes? AJ and the Mumbai Sun is a gripping modern adventure to lose yourself in reading. With rich cultural references and captivating storytelling, it's a must read for students interested in school newspapers. The House Trap by Emma Reid. Amity has vanished in Badwell Woods, a place where children aren't allowed to go. When Delilah, Sam, and Amity's brother Claus take up the trail, they discover a house where time stands still in the 1930s. Challenged to play a game, the group of children soon find themselves embroiled in an unimaginable adventure. This unforgettable haunted house story redefines, twists, and bends the reader's perceptions. It's highly recommended for Upper Key Stage 2 readers. Thunderbolt, a Jack Courtney adventure by Wilbur Smith. Wilbur Smith's gripping adventure will captivate Key Stage 2 readers with pirates, treasure, and child soldiers. With its sinewy prose and clever plotting, this page-turner is packed with vivid descriptions and unexpected turns. From Zanzibar's turquoise seas to the depths of danger, follow Jack Courtney and his friends as they navigate thrilling twists and situations that test the limits of their trust. Thunderbolt is a thought-provoking tale that will encourage critical thinking while delivering an exhilarating read. And there's a full review on our website. Ooh. Robin Hood, Bandits, Dirt Bikes and Trash by Robert Muchamore. Teen influencer Robin sees an opportunity to take down Guy Gisborne in this eco-tinged installment of the modern-day Robin Hood series that's hugely popular with Key Stage 2 and Key Stage 3 students. Can Robin succeed in bringing down Gisborne, saving lives and halting corruption in this gripping and fast-paced thriller? With a dialogue-driven plot and relatable dilemmas, Bandits, Dirt Bikes and Trash will be a surefire hit with less confident readers aged 10 to 13. The Merciless Ones by Nemina Fauna. A sinister power threatens O'Terra in this sequel to The Gilded Ones, and only Deka's army can defeat it. However, the rising power of Deka is experiencing a crisis of confidence and trust. With a visceral introduction, vivid war descriptions, and a furiously exhilarating conclusion, even the book's edges are painted red. There are plenty of substantial sociological and philosophical discussion points in Nemina Fauna's corrupt, patriarchal fantasy society for teens to discuss and compare to present-day reality. And here are a few classic adventure stories. The Magic Faraway Tree, The Enchanted Wood by Enid Blyton. Would you choose the land of birthdays or the land of toys? This timeless and enthralling narrative, set in a mythical place, is a useful book to stimulate creative writing ideas. It's an enchanting read for confident Key Stage 1 or lower Key Stage 2 readers, or for a teacher to read aloud to a class at the end of the day. The Adventures of Robin Hood by Roger Lanceling Green and Arthur Hall. Fighting the rich and defending the poor, Roger Lanceling Green's crisp retellings of the classic legends chronicle Robin Hood's escapades of quick thinking, sharp strategy, and social conscience, along with his band of trusted friends. Split into 24 short and accessible self-contained stories, this collection includes The Rescue of Will Scarlet, The Silver Arrow, and King John's Revenge. Ideal for holiday reading, teachers of less confident readers aged 10 to 13 will also find this text useful for a stimulating comparison exercise with the modern-day stories by Robert Muchamore. If you'd like to get in touch, use the hashtag SRLPodcast on Twitter or drop us a line using the contact form or messaging button on our website schoolreadinglist.co.uk. And all the books lived happily ever after. The End.